Blog Talk Radio. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Glory to God. Bless his holy name. For we are excited and delighted about tonight to bring forth our pastor, Apostle Leonard Emmons, again with us twice a month. We're excited about the Word of God coming forth. We thank everyone for coming on the line. We see the lights lighting up, and we're excited about that. Glory to God. Apostle, are you on the line?
Hello?
God bless you, Apostle.
Oh, bless God. Praise God. It's a blessing to be on the line with Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, Minister Prophetess Teresa, Prophetess Docs. We trust and pray that your husband is, if he's not close by, we know he's there in the spirit with us, that's for sure. Praise God
for
being here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, we just want to lift the lines up with a word of prayer and cover you with a word of prayer, and then we're going to
go forth.
Yes. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for truly we thank you, God, for what you're doing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the avenue, Father, to get the word out, Father. Father, we just affirm right now, Father, that you've given Apostle the word that your people need in this season, in this hour. Father, we just cover him with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that as he goes forth with his heavenly assignment that you have given him, Father, that you will give him strength and lighten us, Father God, as we travel up the King's highway, delighted and excited about your word. In the matchless mighty name of Jesus, we say amen and glory to God.
Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. We praise God again for this opportunity, and we're so grateful to be able to share with you the Word of God this evening. Again, we're so grateful to Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, and these ambassadors of the Kingdom as they have made this avenue, made this opportunity available. We praise God for you, my brother, my sister, everyone under the sound of my voice. And we praise and bless Jesus for being so gracious to all of us. And this evening again, we want to see if we can go a little further. I'd like you to, if those of you under the sound of my voice, and we yield ourselves this evening, of course, to the presence of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. We yield ourselves to the Spirit of glory that Jesus has released in the earth to fill the whole earth with the knowledge and the glory of God. We'd like you to turn in your Bibles over to a very wonderful vein of scripture in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, the third chapter, verse 19. It says, "So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." I also want us to take note of verse 7 of the same third chapter of Hebrews. It says, "Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if ye will hear his voice." Again, those of you that we've had the pleasure of sharing with you before, you know, we try to do what we can to establish what hopefully we are able to establish this evening with the Word of God. And I'd like you to turn over to, praise God, to the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, fourth chapter. The Gospel of Mark, the fourth chapter. Praise God. We praise God for the Word of God. And And it tells us here in the fourth chapter, verse 1, and this is one of course, all this stuff is just, it's just outstanding. You know, it's incredible what the Lord has done and given us the word. He said he began all, verse 1 of the fourth chapter of Mark, and he began again to teach by the seaside. And there were gathered unto him a great multitude, said, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine. Verse 3, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. Verse 9. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. We read there in Hebrews, the third chapter, where the writer there in Hebrews tells us, he admonishes us strongly. He said, today, not tomorrow, not yesterday, he said, but today, if ye will hear his voice. He said, harden not your hearts, in verse 8, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Well, guess what? We are in a day of temptation. Whether you consider yourself in the wilderness, in the valley, whether you consider yourself in the desert, on the rough side of the mountain, we are in a time of temptation. And the solution that God has given us is the word, the seed. The seed, the word of God, the seed. In the fourth chapter of Mark, it says, the sower soweth the word. In the 14th chapter, the fourth chapter of Mark, it says, the sower soweth the word. The sower. A couple of weeks ago, when we were talking about the word of God, and talking about how crucial and how important the word of God is to us and for us. I mean, God has designed everything. Everything in the kingdom of God is designed by the word. Everything in the kingdom of God, in all of the universe, is engineered, manufactured, and produced by the word. Look over here in Hebrews. I want you to look at this. You know, the word of God is incredible. Back over here in Hebrews, I want you to see a couple of things, and I want you to recognize, God has a system that is indeed foolproof. God's system is foolproof. Look in the fourth chapter of Hebrews. And I want you to look at something here that the writer tells us. In verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Now, there it tells us that the soul, the word rather, the Word of God is a living, breathing, and the Word himself, of course, is a person. It's not just some kind of independent force that is projected by some being. No, the Word of God is indeed a living, breathing entity. And, of course, the Word himself is that entity. I want you to listen to what it says in the Amplified Version. And what we're talking about this evening is putting the Word to work for us. We're talking about putting the Word to work. We're talking about allowing the Word of God to work. We're talking about appropriating the harvest that the Word is set to bring. You know, the Word of God, remember, we read that in the fourth chapter of Mark, the sower soweth the Word. So the Word itself is the seed. It is the composite element. It is the very essence of God's power. And it is reduced in many dimensions. I mean, the Word itself can yet appear to be so small, even as small as the size of a mustard seed. But as you read about the mustard seed, as the mustard seed is planted, I mean, it really doesn't appear to have much significance when it's planted. I mean, the very nature of the size of the mustard seed is so small and yet seems so fragile. But once the mustard seed has been planted, placed in the ground, and when it gets in that element of the ground and now the ground starts to put pressure on it, and when the moisture is applied in upon the seed in the ground, and then when the heat of the sun and it bakes the ground and causes the heat to penetrate the seed in the ground, the Bible says that the mustard seed, this tree that comes from this seed, is one of the biggest, greatest trees that exists. So we need to be aware that sometimes the Word may appear to be seemingly insignificant to us, and yet it is the very thing that God uses to function and operate, to create, to produce, and to extend his very kingdom. Listen to what it says in the Amplified Version, verse 12 of the fourth chapter of Hebrews. It says, "For the word that God speaks, it is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective." We talk about the word that God speaks. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul, and the immortal spirit, and of the joints and marrow of the deepest part of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and the purposes of the heart. Again, this, as we hear that again, we recognize that when we see where it says the Word of God, the word of God, or the Word that God speaks, there, as we read that, we see that we're not talking about some objective thing. We're talking about a person. Now, remember now, the word that God speaks is a person. The Word of God is alive. It is actually a living, breathing person. Look over here in Hebrews. I want us to make the connection tonight that the Word of God has what's needful and necessary to put us where we say we want to go. The Word of God has the capacity because it's full of power. And as you and I subject ourselves to the Word, as we yield our desires, our hearts, our longings, as we abide in the Word, as we abide with the Word, as we give ourselves to the Word, as we allow the bond and the relationship and the fellowship of the Word to be so, where we are one with the Word, and therefore we are one with His Spirit, we can have tremendous expectation that the Word of God itself is going to produce. It's going to bear fruit. We're going to have the harvest that we want. We'll see the Word work. Over here in Hebrews again, I want us to look at something here. Verse 1, it says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now here it tells us that God has spoken to us by his Son, whom, according to what the writer here says in Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 2, that God has made the worlds by and through his Son. Now, mind you, this is consistent with what it says in Colossians as well and in other places of the Word. Look at verse 3. Who, being the brightness of his glory, talking about the Father's glory. Now, the Bible tells us that God is the Father of glory, Jesus is the Lord of glory, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of glory. Here it says, who being the brightness of his glory. Now, he's talking about the Father's glory. Jesus is the Father's glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. The word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, talking about, of course, our King and our Lord Christ Jesus. So Jesus, the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, has created, has made the worlds, and Jesus right now is upholding all things by the word of his power. Now, that right there ought to do something for us. Some of the challenges that you're faced with, that I'm faced with, in fact, all of the challenges, of course, the solution and the key, the answer, of course, is the Lord, and of course, the word of the Lord. We read earlier, it's the message of God. What is the message of God that you, my brother, that you, my sister, have really subjugated yourself to? Have you really subjugated yourself to the message of God, to the Word of God? Have you aligned yourself with a qualified, appropriate representative of the kingdom? Or have you yielded, submitted, and subject yourself to a representative who is not authentic, who is not certified? Now, I want you to understand, you, my brother, you, my sister, you need to be connected with a certified, authorized, authentic representative of the kingdom, one who ministers, preaches, teaches, espouses the message of God and the message of God. Now, we read there in Hebrews, the third chapter and the fourth chapter, that God has offered a rest for all of us. Now, maybe you missed that beforehand. Now, look at what it says here in the third chapter. That there's a rest that he encourages us to embrace. Look what it says there. Again, verse 19 of the third chapter, and we're going to read into the fourth chapter. Again, we're talking about the book of Hebrews. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Unbelief. Verse 1 of the fourth chapter, it says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. He wants us to enter into this place of rest. And depending upon which authorized, authentic, certified representative of the kingdom, you may not be able to enter into the rest that God has for you. Now, some of you, again, there's a rest that God wants us to embrace based upon the promises that God has set for us. It said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us, verse 2, was the gospel preached. Has the gospel been preached to you, my brother? Is the gospel being preached to you, my sister? As well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. Now, your faith is crucial in this recipe of you seeing the Word of God fully manifested. If you're going to see the harvest that God, now remember now, God is the one that created this system. He's the one that created this whole affair. It's God's system that supersedes everything that you might consider to be a system. And remember now, God is upholding everything by the word of his power. It's crucial for you and I to be connected with the word of his power in such a way that we can be totally at rest, not concerned about whether the word is going to work. Remember, the word is alive, it's quick, it's powerful. The word itself is self-energized. And the word will work and is working. But it's crucial for us to function with the word as God has set it into place. Now, look what it says. I'm going to read here from the Amplified Version, especially verse 19 of the third chapter of Hebrews up to the second verse of the fourth chapter. It says, so we see that they were not able to enter into his rest. It's God's rest. He's invited us to enter into his rest. It says, unfortunately, they were not able to enter it because of their unwillingness to adhere to and trust in and rely on God. And the reason why it says unbelief had shut them out. Has unbelief shut you out, my brother, of God's rest? Has unbelief shut you out, my sister, of God's rest? You know, we got a lot of folk know the word, know the scriptures, know the Bible, but they still seem to be bound. And it's because unbelief has shut them out. It's because doubt has shut them out. And tonight we want to shine the light upon any of this stuff that has shut us out from the rest that God has made us candidates to function and operate in tonight. Look at verse 1 of the 4th chapter, the Amplified Version. It says, therefore, while the promise of entering his rest, God's rest, still holds and is offered today. See, this is not just some thing that was offered back in the days of Paul, whom I believe is the one that wrote the book of Hebrews. He says, let us be afraid to distrust it. Oh, distrust what? God's promise for us to enter in. We need to be afraid of not entering in. Many of us are afraid of taking the chance of entering in, and we need to be afraid of missing the opportunity. God wants you to enter into his rest so that you can appropriate the promises of God, so that you can see the glory of God manifested in that situation that is begging, demanding that God show up. You need to be afraid of not seeing the manifestation. You need to not be afraid of the enemy taking something away that he can't. You need to be afraid of displeasing God. It's God that wants you to enter into his rest, the deliverance that you desperately are longing for. You need to be afraid of not appropriating that, which means now, remember now, this is being offered today according to what it says here. It says, let us be afraid of distrusting the promise, lest any of you should think he has come too late. It's not too late for you, my brother. It's not too late for you, my sister, to appropriate the healing and the deliverance. It's not too late for you to appropriate the abundance and the grace. It's not too late for you to appropriate the peace that passeth all understanding, the glory of God manifested in your situation where your Lazarus has died. No, it's not too late and has come short of reaching it. Listen to verse 2. For indeed, we have had the glad tidings of the gospel of God proclaimed to us just as truly as they, the Israelites of old, did when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them. What message are you hearing, my brother? What message are you hearing, my sister? First of all, you know, who is your messenger? Is your messenger an authorized, authentic, certified messenger? Let's turn over here to Romans 10. First of all, if you're not connected with the right messenger, and when I say that, I'm just saying your messenger, or, you know, the representative or the ambassador that you're connected with, that individual whom, you know, God has assigned you and where you're planted in their fellowship and ministry, that individual should have some credentials that represent that he or she is certified by God. Look over here. And the reason why is because that messenger or representative, that ambassador, whether he or she is an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher, that individual, remember, ought to be a messenger of the word of God. That individual ought to be someone that Jesus has his hand upon, where that messenger is a extension of Jesus himself. Why? So that you can have faith. Remember, in order for you to please God, you have to be a person of faith. The Bible says it's impossible for you to please God without faith. In verse 17 of the 10th chapter of Romans, it said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen to what it says in the Amplified. It says, so faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that came from the lips of Christ, the Messiah himself. So the messenger, the ambassador, the man or the woman of God that you, my brother, that you, my sister, are connected with. This messenger ought to be preaching the message that came from the lips of Christ, the Messiah himself. Is that what your messenger, is that what he or she is doing? Can you tell the difference? Look what it also tells us in this same 10th chapter of Romans about the messenger. Listen, I'm reading it from the King James Version here. First of all, it tells us, verse 8, it says, "But what saith the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach." So is your messenger preaching the word of faith? Word of faith, the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11, for the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now, look what it tells us, though. Verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14. What then shall they, how then shall they call on him on whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. He's talking about the good news again. So it's incumbent upon the messenger, it's incumbent upon the preacher to have been sent. Now, this word sent means it's an apostolic activity. This is the word apostolos, which means your preacher, my brother, your preacher, my sister, ought to be apostolic. If your preacher is not apostolic, then you might have some contamination from the word that might be released. You see what it says here in verse 15? How shall they preach except they be apostolic? Your messenger ought to be apostolic, whether he's an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher, whether she's an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher, your messenger ought to be apostolic. This word sent means apostolos. It's apostolic. Apostolos, workers, are in the earth. And they are, and what they do is they're preaching the message of Christ. I'm reading from the Amplified Version, verse 15 of this 10th chapter. It says, and how can men be expected to preach unless they be sent? So it's crucial for us to have been sent by God. We ought to be apostolic. Every preacher, every messenger, every certified, authentic minister of the gospel ought to be apostolic. Ought to be sent ones. Now that is a requirement. That's why every messenger, every authentic preacher or teacher, a representative of the kingdom, ought to be filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. Jesus told the disciples in Luke, the 24th chapter, he told them, he said, before you go and tell anybody about me, make sure that you are endued with power from on high. We got all kinds. We got hundreds and thousands of, we got millions of preachers all over the planet, and there are many of them that don't, they're not even filled with the Holy Ghost. They don't even recognize or would even connect to the fact that they ought to be apostolic, let alone whether they are filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence to speak with other tongues. This might be one of the reasons why there's so much unbelief in the body of Christ. Why? Because we're not receiving the message from the lips of Christ Jesus, the Lord. We're not receiving the message from the sent one himself. Jesus is the chief apostle. If we're going to see the fruit, if we're going to see the word of God works, we have to receive the word from the word. The word of God, the message about Christ, the message of Jesus, the message of the kingdom ought to be from the lips of the sent one himself. If we're going to see the increase, the multiplication, if we're going to see the word of God, we're going to see the kingdom extended and expanded, shouldn't we make sure and ensure that we receive messages and the good news and glad tidings from the lips of Christ Jesus or from the lips of those that have been sent by Jesus, those who have an apostolic mandate or operate as apostolic messengers in the earth? Here, the Bible tells us that God has a rest for us. And that rest is going to come by and through what Jesus is upholding everything in the universe by, and that's the word of his power, the word that comes from his lips, the word that's God breathed, the word that is looked over by the Spirit of glory. Now, the Lord of glory has released the Spirit of glory in the earth. The Holy Spirit is in the earth to ensure that the word preached would profit in the earth. God himself is the sword that sows the word. Every word that God has released brings forth power. It is going to ensure that God is glorified and that the glory of God is going to be released. Look over here, praise God. And we're almost done. We're getting close. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, the Bible tells us, and it's important for us to be aware that the word works. No matter how impossible your situation might be, praise God. No, the word works. Glory to God. The word of God is going to produce and is going to multiply and is going to bring to pass everything that the sower has set in place for us to see it. Now, it's crucial for us to connect with the Word of God. So we cannot be wishy-washy about whom we are connected with. We have to be assured that we are connected with certified, qualified, authentic servants of the gospel. We need to be fully assured and we need to be at rest so that we can appropriate God's rest that he's made available even for us today. Now, as we hurry to our close, I want you and I to recognize an enemy that would look to circumvent us seeing the benefits of the rest that God has set for us. And we have a very real, we got some enemies. And one of them, as we read about earlier, is this enemy called unbelief. Now, also, I'd like to, let's go over here very quickly, praise God, to the fourth chapter of Mark. Fourth chapter of Mark. As it talks about the sower sows the word. Now, we got the ones that, praise God, in the fourth verse, it said they're seed that is sown by the wayside. The fifth verse tells us about seed sown by the stony ground. In the seventh verse, it tells us seed sown among thorns. And finally, verse 8 talks about seed that fell on good ground. Praise God. We all believe in God that we're good ground. Hallelujah. Look at the explanation about the one sown about the wayside in verse 16 of this same chapter. It says, these are they, likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who, when they had heard the word, immediately received it with gladness. But they had no root in themselves, and so it endured but for a time afterward, when affliction and persecution arises for the word's sake. Now, mind you, the affliction and persecution, my brother, my sister, that you're dealing with now, is because of the word that you connected with. And it tells us that when the affliction and the persecution comes, it said immediately they are offended. Are you offended because it appears that God is taking it too long? Are you offended because when you said that you received that word that it seemed like all hell broke loose and now you're offended? You can't be offended, my brother. What about the ones that fell on stony ground? Verse 16 and 17, it tells us basically that they are challenged with, again, this affliction and the pressures and the persecution. And they got offended. The first group, as they were attacked because of the word, in verse 15, we see that the enemy came, or Satan, or the fowls came, and took the word out. The third group, we see here that when the seed was sown among thorny ground. And so verse 18 and 19, it tells us, it says, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word. Don't be overly concerned about getting rich, please. One reason why you already are. And the lust of other things entering in, choke the word. Don't be concerned about the latest stuff they're advertising on TV, the radio or whatever, on the internet, because that'll choke the word. Now God does not want us caught up in this stuff. Now enemy would love to sow unbelief and doubt in our affairs to the point that we will not enter into the rest that God wants us to enter into. However, as we continue to connect with the word preached, the word that comes from the very lips of our King Christ Jesus, through authorized, certified, authentic messengers, apostolic messengers. This, now mind you, the apostolic messengers, of course, they have been sent. They're God sent. The aspect of the dimensions of the word coming from the lips of Jesus. And some, you've already seen that work to the point that you are at rest because you recognize that you are connected appropriately, that you have been moved by the Spirit of God to connect with the apostolic messenger, the apostolic leader, that it, that speaks even by the Spirit of God, that is directed, and you can see the fruit of this man or woman of God because of the increase, because of the breakthrough, because of the miraculous and the supernatural, because of the healing that springs forth from the message, from the messenger, as we heard to our close. God wants, he wants us to see the word work. He wants you to see the manifestations of the word working in your life. As we are closing out this calendar year, and the Lord has proven himself strong. He's shown himself strong. And I trust that as you look to close out this year, as you just take a look at, and you look at your scorecard, and you look over the course of this year. Now, mind you, you can't always gauge everything. I said you can't always gauge everything, especially with your scorecard and quote-unquote wins and losses, or how much money you got in the bank, how many friends you got. However, you have to gauge everything based upon the increase of the word. The word of God is supposed to be producing. In the fourth chapter of Mark, it tells us the word produced some 30, some 60, and some hundredfold. Have you seen the word increase like that in your life this year? Has there been an increase? Are you connected with the word of his power? Remember, Jesus is upholding everything by the word of his power. Are you seeing yourself upheld? Have you seen yourself upheld by Jesus throughout this calendar year? Do you have a prospect for this coming year, 2013, that Jesus now has sown, because he's the sower of the seed, he's the sower of the word. Are you in a place where you can have a restful spirit, and you can totally be at rest? Now remember, the Bible tells us there in the fourth chapter that the good ground received the word. And the good ground there speaks of the heart of an individual, or the heart of man, or your heart, my brother, your heart, my sister. How's your heart? What are you keeping stuff out of your heart that will contaminate the increase of the word? Are you ensuring that your heart, the ground of your heart, is not cluttered with stuff that will cause the word of God not to produce, to harvest, where the word won't work? Remember, you are the one that God expects to work with the gardener, the chief gardener. The Bible tells us that God watches over his word to perform it. The Bible tells us that we are to abide in the word. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, that you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. In other words, we see the word works. We'll see the word produce. We'll see the harvest come. We'll see the multiplication. We'll see the fruitfulness that God expects to gain. God expects his word to be released in such a way that we see a harvest that glorifies the Father. The Father of glory wants to be glorified. There's a place of suffering here that we need to understand. When you plant a seed into good ground, the ground's job is to keep the seed in the ground. Your heart, my brother, is the ground. God expects you to keep his word, the seed of his word, in side. The enemy is doing what he can to take the word out. The enemy is doing what he can to cause you to throw the word up, to cough up, to spit up, to vomit up the seed of the word. As long as you, my brother, keep the word inside of you and release it when you release it. In other words, to activate it when you'd activate it. There are times when you just speak the word, to declare the word, announce the word, to confess the word, where you to operate and function and act like the word is true, allowing the word to do its work inside of you. God expects you and I to allow the word to work inside and to allow the word to work in all of our affairs, as we heard to our close. Regardless of what comes, my brother, my sister, don't throw up the word. Be willing to die to see the word works. Put yourself in a place where you distrust not allowing the promise to come to fruition. Be afraid of not seeing the word work. Put yourself in a place where you stay in covenant with God, where you refuse to give in to the pressure. In fact, create pressure by the Holy Spirit. Be like Paul and make a decision that you will press toward the mark. Create, with the help of the Holy Ghost, even your own pressure, where you start pressing in. That's what the seed does. Every seed presses in. Every seed dies and then yet experiences supernatural restoration. Supernatural resurrection is released on every seed, even in the natural, where it's born again. There is a born again experience for every seed that is sown in the natural. In order for that seed to experience the explosive, life-giving, self-energizing power of the Word of God, that seed has to die. So if it appears, my brother, that your dream has died, just be aware, well, glory to God, it's about time. If the dream, the desire, that thing that you birthed by the Holy Ghost, understand that there's a death process that's a part of the life process, that's a part of the harvest process. So don't be overcome with fear. When the spirit of unbelief comes, and the spirit of unbelief wants you to just cave in to the supernatural being something that will happen. You know, the spirit of unbelief said, no, just base everything on the natural. Don't allow any of the word of God to be your counsel. Don't give in to the supernatural. The spirit of doubt comes and labors with the spirit of unbelief. And doubt says that, no, you don't qualify. You are not eligible to experience the supernatural, the miraculous. Doubt finds reasons why you are not justified. But you got to understand, Jesus has already qualified you. He's already justified you based upon his performance, based upon his sacrifice, based upon him giving himself as a sacrifice on the cross at Calvary. You already qualified. You already made eligible to experience the very grace and the mercy and the kindness and the love of God. God has set aside this time for you, my brother, and this time for you, my sister, to experience his rest. His rest. And guess what this rest demands? It demands that you are willing, and I'm going to read here as we close out this, praise God. I'm going to read here. You know, what this rest requires. It's a very simple thing, and yet it seemed to be so difficult for all of us, praise the name of Jesus. And for being back in Hebrews, we look to close out here, praise God. The second verse of the fourth chapter. For indeed we have had the glad tidings, the gospel of God, proclaimed to us just as truly as they, the Israelites of old, did when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them because it was not mixed with faith, with the leaning of the entire personality on God. This is what faith demands, that you lean your entire personality, your longings, your thoughts, your desires, and your hopes and dreams on God in absolute trust and confidence in His power, His omnipotence, His wisdom, and His goodness by those who heard it. Now, that's where the rest comes. Were you willing to lean every part of your personality, every part of your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and you decide with the help of the Holy Ghost that you just say, you know what, I'm laying it all on the line. I'm just going to trust God. I'm going to lean, depend, and rely, and I'm going to, everything that's a part of me, I'm going to just cave in, and I'm going to lean my entire personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in God's power and God's wisdom, His way of doing things, and His goodness. God's good. Our God is good. He's good. You're going to have to trust Him that He's good. You're going to have to trust Him that He's wise, that He knows what He's doing. It may look like He's taking too long, but you're going to have to trust His wisdom. You have to trust His power. You're going to have to be willing to just say, you know what? No, I'm rolling the cares of this thing upon the Lord. I'm going to trust His power. I'm going to believe like Mary and Martha did when their Lazarus died. And Jesus told them, if you want to see the glory of God, you're going to have to believe. You're going to have to trust me. You're going to have to accept me as the resurrection. You're going to have to rely upon me, even in the midst of this failure, even in the midst of this destruction, even in the midst of this confusion, even in the midst of this disaster. You're going to have to be willing to roll the full care. You're going to have to be willing to trust me, and you're going to have to lean your entire personality upon my power, my resurrection power, my power to even to restore and to resurrect anything that's dead that you've been believing, that you're willing to trust His power, that you're willing to trust His wisdom, that you're willing to trust His goodness. If you're willing to do that, then are you a candidate for His rest, that when you can see the glory of God. Mary and Martha, their brother was dead for 4 days. Jesus made sure He didn't get there until the fourth day. Why? Because the glory of God needed to be released. My brother, our God is not too late. He's never late. He's always on time. Your situation is not over. God, yeah, in many instances, He's just beginning to reveal Himself. You're going to have to trust Him. No, the devil's wrong. You do qualify. No, the enemy, you know, the doctor's wrong. The attorney, the judge is wrong. No, that they said you don't qualify to see the grace and the mercy of God released in your situation. I'm telling you now, no, God is not too late. He's on time. He demands, though, that you trust Him, that you allow the word of His power now to have access into that situation, that you roll the cares and allow Jesus to be your caretaker. Allow Him to take this concern. Allow Him to take it fully, you know, where you're not the one to handle this anymore. You already know you can't, so why don't you roll the cares? Why don't you lean your entire personality upon Him tonight? Come on, agree with me in prayer. If we want to see the word work, if we want to see the harvest day, God, He's sown His word into the earth. Remember now, God has sown His word. He has sown the word of His seed, the seed of His word into the earth to satisfy every concern. the pattern for every concern, or every dilemma, every situation that's in the earth today. The pattern for that thing to be solved and to be dealt with is in the earth in word form. It's in the earth in seed form by the word, because Jesus is upholding everything by the word of his power. Remember, the word of God himself is in the earth by the Holy Ghost. And he's in the earth to ensure that the kingdom would expand, which demands that you get delivered, which demands that you get healed, which demands that you experience the abundance and the grace and the mercy of God. My brother, my sister, come on, agree with me in prayer. Tanga bobo bobo shite, langra oporta, meta pro aglosia. Father, we thank you right now for everyone under the sound of my voice. E pro bobo hata, ikanda bredeske broboha, itobosa, dangra bosia. Father, by the authority vested in the name of Jesus, I rebuke it and I bind up every spirit of unbelief that has plagued my brother, that has plagued my sister. Every spirit of doubt right now, I cancel your assignment. I take authority, and in Jesus' name, I rebuke every spirit of doubt and unbelief, warring against my brother, warring against my sister, everyone under the sound of my voice right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I take authority over every curse, over every judgment. I rebuke and bind up by the authority vested in the name of Jesus. Father, I bind up and rebuke all witchcraft, all divination, all voodoo, all occultism, all wizardry and sorcery, all black magic, white magic, contagious magic, all, Father, demonic activity, every, Father, spirit that has been released into and upon my sister's life, because any curses or judgments or any spells or any, Father, voodoo and juju, all of black magic and what, I rebuke and bind up the works of darkness concerning my brother, concerning my sister now in Christ Jesus' name. I break every, Lord God, judgment. I bind up every stronghold upon my brother, upon my sister now in Jesus' name. I take authority and I crush and smash every wall, every fortress of the enemy. I smash in the name of Jesus. And Father, I appropriate the spirit of glory that's in the earth. Oh, the spirit of Christ Jesus, the Lord of glory, I appropriate and I claim the work of the Holy Spirit in my brother's life, in my sister's life right now. Father, I pray, God, that you would dispatch and send forth thousands and thousands of legions of giant warrior angels with flaming swords of fire to war on behalf of my brother, to war on behalf of my sister right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I appropriate the kingdom mandates. I access the kingdom decrees. I release the word that is upholding all things by the word of Jesus' power into and upon my brother's life, into and upon my sister's life. I decree the word of God released now that brings destruction, annihilation to any and every demonic stronghold and to any and every demonic activity in the name of Jesus. I cover everyone under the sound of my voice in the blood of Jesus. I access and appropriate the power of God, even released by the word of the blood of Christ Jesus, the voice of the blood of Christ Jesus in the earth, declaring liberty and freedom, mercy and grace, even to those under the sound of my voice. Lord, we thank you for the word of liberation, the word of freedom, Father, that the voice of the blood of Jesus speaks, not of judgment, not of destruction, but of mercy and grace. We loose that word. We loose and decree the word, even from the lips of Jesus, release now upon you, my brother. Release now. We right now appropriate judgments against the works of darkness. Right now, in Jesus' name, we destroy the yokes, but we take the sword of the Spirit and we cut and sever every yoke, every band, every bond, every appendage, every thread. We lay the axe to the root, and we sever all of those demonic holds, all of those demonic ties. We destroy the yokes and the bondages. We dismantle everything that has been worn against my brother, my sister now. And we decree that they are released now. I decree you loose now from poverty, my brother. I decree you loose from poverty, my sister. I release the word of God, the word that upholds everything by the word of God's power. I decree that word released now into your affairs, into your kidneys right now. I decree your kidneys restored. I decree those stomach problems dismantle and annihilate it. In Jesus' name, I bind up and loose you, my brother, loose you, my sister, from the headaches. In Jesus' name, I command aneurysms to go. I command the spirit of heart attacks to go right now. High blood pressure. In Jesus' name, loose my brother, loose my sister. Right now, I command you to go right now. In Jesus' name. Father, we welcome the Spirit of God right now, the power that raised Jesus from the dead. We call forth, Father, I call forth the Spirit of God blowing right now upon you, my brother, blowing right now upon you, my sister. I call forth the wind to blow right now. I call a fresh wind to blow you and to bring you into such a fresh encounter with God, even as we close out this calendar year. Father, I ask God that the winds of change be released upon those under the sound of my voice, and that you bring and usher in a new move of the power of the Holy Ghost, a new move of the Spirit of God, a release, Father, of signs and wonders. Father, I pray, God, that you cause, Father, the waters of the Spirit to be agitated right now. Cause the waters, Lord God, to be uprooted, cause there to be a flow of the river of God, Lord God, to overwhelm us even as we are ushered into this new calendar year. I prophesy that that debt destruction, that debt reduction is your portion, my brother, is your plus portion, my sister. I decree that the power that raised Jesus from the dead is now right now released upon your finances, released upon your homes, released upon your affairs. I change the course of your life, my brother. I establish a fresh new law of deliverance in your affairs. I decree a fresh new law of healing. I decree a new law of wealth transfer. I decree a new law of restoration in your families, in your homes. I decree a new law of liberty and freedom in the things of the Spirit. I decree a new law of love right now abounding in those situations of hate. I decree a new law of forgiveness where there was unforgiveness. I decree a fresh new law. I change the season that you, my brother, was in. I change the season, Lord, what you, my sister, were faced with. I decree a new season. I decree and I announce a fresh new season of the Holy Ghost. I release the signs and wonders. I decree the apostolic mantles manifested, a new mantling for the glory of God to be released in the earth. I call you forth, sons and daughters of God. I decree that you're apostolic in your movements and operations in the earth. I release an apostolic grace and an apostolic anointing. I call forth apostolic ministers. I call forth apostolic servants to be activated and released in the earth. I loose you to come forth even to demonstrate the sent one's mentality. I call forth the pioneering spirit. I call forth the spirit of the Lord of the breakthrough. I call forth even the glory of God released and that the Lord that moves mightily to initiate new movements is released in you and upon you now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you right now for the power of the Holy Ghost moving mightily right now. The spirit of revelation Father, right now, falling upon, Father, those, Father, I pray, God, that you would loose the mouths of your people and cause such a manifestation, Lord, to be released, cause the power of the Holy Ghost to unstop, Father, those that are stopped up, cause the voice of deliverance to be released, cause the voice of healing to be released. Lord, cause the apostolic prophetic, Father, instruments to rise up from that from the dead. I speak to the dead. I speak to those that have been dying and dead in their ministries and in their walk with God. I release resurrection power. I call forth resurrection to be released. I release the power of God. I loose life right now. Where there's been death right now, in Jesus' name, I loose life. I command you to come forth, my brother. I command you to come forth, my sister, and be set free right now. I decree the yokes destroyed because of the anointing. I loose you right now from your prison house of complaining, your prison house of apathy and hopelessness. I command you to come forth now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I loose the power of the Holy Ghost. I call forth the glory of God and the fruitfulness and the grace of God. Those of you that are listening under the sound of my voice that don't know God, that have not received Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, right now I want you to pray with me. I want you to receive right now the Lord of glory, the power that is upholding all things by the word of his own power. Receive Christ. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe the word. According to the Bible, in Romans the 10th chapter, there it tells me that those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I call upon you. I call you Jesus. I call upon you to be my Savior. According to the word of God, it says that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, according to the Bible, it says that salvation is wrought, that I'm saved. So right now, Lord, I believe in my heart. And I say with my mouth that Jesus died for my sins on the cross at Calvary. And that after 3 days, Father God Almighty, you raised him from the dead. I believe that in my heart. I receive that now. Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. I appropriate, I welcome, I claim salvation is mine now. According to the Bible, I'm saved. And Father, I thank you for receiving me now. I am a child of God. I am a son. I am a daughter. Lord of God, I thank you now that Jesus is my King and my Savior. I'm born again. Lord, I thank you and praise you now that I'm saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I thank you also for those that have prayed. I pray that the power of the Holy Ghost would fall upon them now. I pray that the glory of God would embrace them now and that you would fill them for this journey. Lord, I thank you also for moving mightily upon those that prayed, Father, for deliverance and healing and those that, Lord God, that agree with us. I thank you right now for moving mightily and bringing the increase, for causing the word to work, for bringing the harvest. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We just bless God. Evangelist Hannah, are you still on the line? Okay, I believe her phone is muted out. Well, again, we thank you, Apostle, for that awesome word again, talking about God and unbelief.
Praise God.
Okay, I do have to go, but I'm opening up the line. I just want to ask, is there anyone on the line that would have a comment, a prayer request? Amen. Is there anyone on the line that has a comment or a prayer request at this time? Noise in the background. I don't know if it's okay. There's a distraction. It's from the distraction. Well, we just bless God again, Apostle, for truly as
well. Bless God.
We were going forth with the Word of God. It's just such a gift from God to be able to sit under the ministry of God, and to be poured into. And I truly thank God for you. The sacrifice, the seed that, you know, you come on the line and you pour into God's people. And I know I am truly blessed.
Yeah.
I see that some are pushing to speak, but I don't know what the distraction is. But we're going to just pray that you can go back and go into the broadcast. You can listen again to Apostle in archives, in the iPod. You can listen to him again and again and again. Apostle Leonard Emmons, pastor of Living Way Christian Center, 235 West 40th, and it is in Gary, Indiana. So we are here, and we're on this line twice a month with Apostle Emmons, and truly we are honored. And we pray that that doubt that you once had, that unbelief that you once was plagued with, the sin of unbelief, that is something old, that God have brought you into a newness, a new understanding of faith and what he wants to do with your life and with our life. Truly, as the Word of God go forth, and the more that you're fed, the more that we're fed the Word of God, faith comes by hearing.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we got to hear the Word of God and go tell somebody. You know, I know you took notes. I know you jotted down those scriptures. Go and regurgitate it. Regurgitate the scriptures. And, you know, as God is pouring out so that you can receive. And it's not by accident that you're on the line tonight. So I know that some are pressing to be heard, but I don't know why you're not coming forth. But nevertheless, we know the word has went forth.
Praise God.
I'm going to open the lines up just one more brief moment, and then we're going to close out with a word of prayer. Is there anyone that would like to have a comment?
Hello?
Yes, God bless
hello,
you.
Hello, hello.
Yes. I didn't know if you guys heard me or not, but this is Mother Phillips, Sister Doc Mother. Oh, it's so much of noise.
Okay, we got it. Go ahead, go for it.
Yes. But anyway, the word was so powerful, and the prayers, hallelujah. I had a headache and a stomachache, praise God. And as you prayed, I said, oh, my God, my headache just left, hallelujah, and
hallelujah.
My stomach. And so I just give praise and thank to God, because he is worthy of every praise,
yeah,
every honor. And I just want to thank you. Just keep on keeping on, okay?
Well, bless God for you, Mother Phillips. So look forward to seeing you face to face someday soon.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to have a comment?
Praise the Lord, Apostle. This is Evangelist Hannah.
Bless God.
Julian, praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Bye. as always, yes. Glory to God, glory to God. We truly appreciate you. We love you, Apostle.
Bless God.
Thank God.
Love y'all.
And thank
praise
God for you.
Yes, bless God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Evangelist. Praise God for you.
Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to come forth for prayer requests, or you have to pull on this anointing while we got him on the line for the next few minutes?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He's worthy. His prophetess, Pamela.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes.
That word is just awesome. Apostle, it was a blessing to my soul, and it was confirmation. The word, it was awesome. It was, oh my God, God is just awesome, and He just used you so differently. He just take you straight from the heaven, and we do appreciate you. And I just
thank you. I really
thank you for the word that the Holy Spirit that can live in you that gave to the world, the word, because this is what we have to do. And me and Father Teresa were talking today about the word. The word to keep us safe and to believe the word. And wait on God. So it was awesome. And I just thank God for you.
Praise God.
You,
bless
you,
God
for your family. So continue to be obedient to God. God is good and have peaceful life and continue to do what He will have you to do. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
thank
being
you.
Obedient to the word of God and speaking and teaching
thank
the
you
truth.
So much.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's what I wanted to say from the heavens.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you so much, woman of God.
Thank you.
Praise God.
He's worthy.
Yes.
So I just wanted to just also just encourage you, Apostle, because I know you're already encouraged, but we just like to encourage you and let you know how much we really appreciate you coming on and, you know, just with no hesitation. And so we are so delighted, and we, you know, try to, as we watch you, truly is an encouragement to us as you sow into God's people with the word of God. So I just want to ask, as we're about to close out, and I know Prophetess Pam came forth, and I just wanted to ask you, are you in a place where you can close us out with a word of prayer over Apostle Emmons after he has the last words?
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we
thank
just thank you so much over this man of God that has been speaking you day and night and praying for you and praying for the nation and praying for his family and his members. That he just prayed over his sheep, God. He cries out, God, we just want to thank you for returning the strength back to him and to his ministry, that it would blossom, Father, that every hand that he would lay, Father, that it would be healed, because the word that spoken from the river of his soul, that the spirit that lives in him spoke healing, just through the word, Heavenly Father. So, God, we just want to thank you right now, Father, wherever he desires, because your word said, Father, if we speak you gently, that you will give a desire. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you and honor you to give him his desire, whatever he's seeking for, whatever he in need of, whatever he asks for the people, for the nation, for his family, his children, his grandchildren, that everything that was brought out should return back to him double fold. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God.
Thank you.
He shall prosper. He shall prosper in his ministry. He shall prosper prophetically. He shall prosper in the word of God, a double fold. Hallelujah. So, God, we appreciate him. We appreciate you using him. And he was said on that devil road that he cannot move, and he continues to speak as if when his health comes and know that he came to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He declared to be right now over his life, over his family life, over his ministry, and in Jesus' name and authority, that he took authority over everything that was spoken from the rib of his belly, from the deepest of his soul, because he loves you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. I receive. I welcome that. I appropriate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you.
Bless God. Hallelujah. Oh, receive that. Welcome
thank
that. I claim that.
Claim
that. I claim that. Hold of that.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord
Jesus. Bless your God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
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 Bless
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Even confidence, having confidence. I'm going to say, hey, be calling out.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because if it's
yes,
obedience, it's better than sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Praise you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Lord
you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
receive.
Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
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 Filled with the blood. Filled with the blood of Jesus. Yes.
The blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And his time in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor, we're going to ask you if you would just have the last words before we just end the line.
I just thank you again for the opportunity, and I appreciate everyone with us this evening and those that will be, those that were on the sound of my voice. And we just encourage you just to, again, as we encouraged you 2 weeks ago, just to allow the Spirit of God to help you to, you know, continue the tongue fast. Let the Holy Ghost help you, you know, just to speak, because your words are so key in ushering in this new year. So I just want to encourage everyone to, again, continue the tongue fasting for the rest of the year.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Well, we're going to end on that note. Again, stay in the Word. Stay in God's presence and stay in God's peace.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So God
Amen.
Bless everyone, and just remember that as you have received the word, it's your responsibility and accountability to go out and pour into someone else. Amen.
Come on
God
now.
God bless you.
Amen.
Have a wonderful rest of the evening. And just again, you know, we love you with the love of God. And love
yes,
on someone else. So be blessed.
Thank you.
And
hallelujah.
Have a wonderful evening, Apostle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, bless
thank
God.
You
even have a better one.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
God bless everyone.
Amen. All right now. Bye-bye.
Let's just stay right in that spirit of worship. Miracle.